President Trump said today that he apologized to British Prime Minister Theresa May and that he has a lot of respect for her. This after his interview with the UK tabloid The Sun yesterday. That paper, by the way, owned by Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News. Trump's interview was highly critical of Prime Minister May and her approach to Brexit. Here's some of what he told The Sun.
Well, I think the deal that she's striking is not what the people voted on. It's a much different deal than the people voted on. It was not the deal that was in the referendum.
He also praised May's rival, Boris Johnson, who quit as foreign secretary this week in protest of the prime minister's Brexit plan. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Theresa May was asked today how it felt to be criticized by the president in the Sun interview. They were standing right next to each other, and President Trump jumped in before she could answer. Here he is.
Well, maybe I'll go first because I didn't criticize the prime minister. I have a lot of respect for the prime minister. And unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the prime minister. And I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
Yeah, we solve a fake lot news. He's used that term to describe news organizations he doesn't like. In this case, he's talking about The Sun, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. What do you make of that?
Well, if this had been in Ireland, you would have called it Blarney. In our country, we might call it Bull or something a little sharper. This is something where, you know, he uses the term fake news so grandiosely and so frequently that he's now applying it to what is essentially a pro-Trump tabloid in Britain that is pro-Brexit, which he's very, you know, very much championing the exit from Europe. And he's doing it against a news outlet that is owned by Rupert Murdoch, probably his greatest ally in the American media. So it's just his reflexive response. They released the recording and charitably said, you know, for those to accuse the president of really meaning to call us fake news is itself fake news. But they didn't want to criticize the president so concretely because he's such a close ally.
Well, Rupert Murdoch also owns the Times of London and much of the British broadcaster Sky News, possibly more soon. He is very influential in UK politics. For example, Murdoch's papers always supported conservatives, but then changed and supported British Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour Party in the late 90s over the Conservatives. Blair became Prime Minister. Then Murdoch turned on Blair. He's got a lot of power there.
Yeah, and one of actually the great roots historically of his power and influence both in Britain and his native Australia is that he actually toggled back and forth between sort of center-left parties and more conservative parties on the right. And the uncertainty of people in both parties of knowing whether they could rely on his often punishing, punitive newspapers to rally support behind him or try to take them down meant that they would be very sympathetic to what his interests were and what his policy stances were. It's been a real source of power over the years.
Well, and when you hear Trump say that Boris Johnson would be a great prime minister, I have to wonder whether, you know, he and Rupert Murdoch, who talk all the time, are you know, plotting a new British prime minister. They want to try to, you know, strengthen Johnson and weaken May.
And let's not forget that actually in some ways Murdoch's favored candidate would be Michael Gove, who's been, I believe, the education minister in Theresa May's cabinet and started as a Times of London columnist, that is a paid employee of Rupert Murdoch, somebody Murdoch's championed over the years and who has not had that much of a connection with the British voters. Both Johnson and Gove came out rather intensely in favor of Brexit, which his Sun tabloid really supported strongly. And it was seen at the time, I think then and now, as something that were calculated political moves with the understanding Brexit would never happen. And yet here we are in that country with Brexit having been supported by the voters, as in this country where Murdoch really got behind Donald Trump with Fox News and found, to his surprise, Donald Trump in office.
There was one other moment in the news conference I wanted to ask you about from today. President Trump skipped over a question from a CNN reporter. Here he is.
John Roberts, go ahead, John. No. John Roberts, go ahead. CNN's fake news. I don't take questions. I don't take questions from CNN. CNN is fake news. I don't take questions from CNN. John Roberts of Fox. Let's go to a
real. He said, "There, let's go to a real network." And John Roberts took his opportunity and asked a question. Didn't do what some have said that journalists should do in the past when President Trump does something like this, which is say, "No, actually, I'll pass to Jim Acosta of CNN, Mr. President."
Yeah, and I think that was a real crystallization, particularly on Trump's part, of the proximity and comfort, the affirmation that he bathes in over at Fox News. To be fair to John Roberts, he put out a statement today saying basically in defense of an NBC colleague who Trump also essentially attacked, in defense of folks at other news organizations and at CNN, although notably not Jim Acosta. People at Fox will tell you that they think Acosta is a grandstander and will not effectively stand up for him, but Fox, you know, will take pains to point out to other moments at which Fox have helped their colleagues when they've been shut out by the Trump administration. I do think that for many people in the press corps, there's a real skepticism and a lack of credibility felt for Fox because they have effectively, particularly on the opinion side, but also on the news side, served to prop up a presidency that is, in its rhetoric, so antagonist to the media and to the press.
It's NPR media correspondent David Falkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.